Trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. The Big Fat Root by Megan D. My friend Kimber came to school on crutches. I asked her what had happened. She said that she was playing soccer, and when she tried to kick the ball, she kicked a big fat root in the ground instead. I felt bad for her, so I helped her the whole day. I said a prayer that her foot would get better. As I left school, I felt that I had done a good thing. The next day, she said that her foot was better. I gave her a big smile. I knew that Heavenly Father had answered my prayer. Megan D., age 11, Tennessee.
Working on My Prayers by Sadie M. Over the last few months, I have been working on saying my personal prayers. It was hard for me to remember to say them because I had so much stuff to do before I went to bed. Now, I have gotten into the habit of saying them. If I forget, my mom reminds me. I feel happy and close to Heavenly Father when I say my prayers. Sadie M., age 10, Arizona.
How is the Boy? By Erlinda S.C. Several years ago, when I was teaching a grade 1 class, the principal sent a note inviting anyone who wished to give a voluntary contribution for a grade 5 pupil who had had an accident. I read and explained the message to my pupils, telling them that the boy really needed financial help. I told them that any amount of lunch money would be welcome. Some said, "I only have 10 pesos." Others said, "I have money, but it's all for my lunch." I felt sad because no one wanted to give. Then silence covered the four corners of my room. When I was about to pass the note on to the next class, a boy named Joseph handed me 6 pesos and said, "Ma'am, I want to give this money." I asked him, "How much lunch money did you bring?" He said, 6 pesos. I told him, "Just give 2 pesos and spend 4 pesos for food." "No, I want to give it all," he said. "I'm full already." With that example, the other children in the class gave some of their money, too. When lunchtime came, I said to Joseph, "You don't have food to eat now because you gave all your money." He smiled at me and said, "I'm happy that I did." I shared my food with Joseph, and as we ate together, tears flowed from my eyes. It felt good to see a child who was so generous at his young age. I thought, if everyone were like this little boy, our Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus Christ would be happy for us. 3 days later, Joseph asked me, "How is the boy who was hurt? Is he okay now?" Again, I was amazed. No one else in the class remembered the injured boy, only Joseph, who had given everything he had. It may not be necessary for us to give our lives as the Savior did, but we can have charity if we make him the center of our lives and follow his example and teachings. Joseph Clark, C.S., age 9, Bataan, Philippines.
What Would the Savior Want Me to Do? By Taylor D. My friend got into a fight with someone at school. Instead of joining in, I asked myself, "What would the Savior want me to do?" I know that Jesus does not want us to fight, so I told my friend to stop fighting so he wouldn't get in trouble or get hurt. I asked them, "Why are you fighting when we could all be friends?" They stopped fighting and now we are all friends. Taylor D., age 10, Saskatchewan, Canada.
The friend would like to hear from you about an experience you have had in trying to be like Jesus. Please include a photo of yourself and your name, age, and address. A written statement signed by a parent or legal guardian granting permission to publish your photo and submission must be included. If an adult helps with your submission, credit should also be given to him or her. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. For scheduling reasons, submissions selected may not appear in the magazine for at least a year. Ages shown are those at the time of submission. Children whose writings are submitted should be at least 3 years old. Due to the number of submissions received, they cannot all be published, nor can they be returned. Send it to Trying to Be Like Jesus, Friend Magazine, Room 2430, 50 East North Temple Street, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220, United States of America. End of sidebar. End of article, Trying to Be Like Jesus.